Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Charles Gibb is a president of Belvedere Vodka, division of Moet Hennessy and LVMH. I did research for this story late yesterday afternoon. I can report that Belvedere is distilled four times and uses water from an artesian well that is not in Brooklyn, New York. Wonderful to have you here.
Great pleasure to be
here. You've got your Global Red Initiative. Your bottle is this gorgeous red bottle in celebration of a season, an important charitable event. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, this is now our third year of partnering with Red. Obviously, the organization started by Bono and Bobby Shriver back in 2006. And for every one of those red bottles that somebody buys or gives this Christmas, Belvedere donates 50% of our profits to help fight HIV/AIDS in Africa.
And gifting is the whole thing here in the packaging of it, but behind it is the product and the premium nature of it, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, Belvedere is is the first luxury vodka into the U.S. market and basically globally. We take our raw ingredient, which in Belvedere's case is rye. We distill the rye four times to maintain that rye character in the vodka, and then we add our own artesian water, which goes through an 11-step purification process to ensure that we have something that's.
So you bring up rye,
yep,
which has been increasingly popular.
Absolutely.
Why is vodka falling so far behind when it comes to, you know, clears versus the brown liquors?
Well, I mean, vodka is still the largest distilled spirits category in the United States. So I don't think it's falling behind.
But it's not growing as fast.
But it's growing off a much. It's still growing, and it's growing off a much bigger base already. I think Belvedere is extremely well positioned because of our rye character to be able to take advantage of this latest trend.
Within the wars, it seems to me, and Steve and Joyce, jump in here with Choice Hotels if you'd like. You go into a bar, beer is in last place. Is it good for you that the kids are all drinking rye and whiskey? Because at least they're drinking an alcohol, a liquor?
That's because Tom's hanging out at the Carlisle all the time. That's why beer is the last place for you.
I think beer sales are down, right?
If you go to Third Avenue,
craft beers.
Not craft, yeah.
So it depends. It's what's happened is, I think, a movement towards better alcohol in general.
Yeah.
And so what you've got is premium brands, and they led the way. Mm. I've sold a lot of your brands over the years in hotels. And so,
are they in the mini bar?
They're totally in the mini bar.
And they are small red bottles?
But also, remember, hotels have bars in them. So a lot of the hotels, we sold a lot of his product. They were the first luxury brand out there.
Here's a question. What's a bigger profit for you, if people drink out of the mini bar or at the bar downstairs?
Mini bar is way profitable.
Way more profitable.
I had a hug.
Way profitable.
What is your strategy?
There's no people involved.
2014, beyond your wonderful event with Red, what is the Belvedere plan to take on the other vodkas that we know each day?
I think first and foremost is about, we've just launched a new advertising campaign around knowing the difference. And when people know the difference in vodka, they certainly choose, a better vodka, and they premiumize constantly. So when they choose, when they know the difference, they certainly choose Belvedere. Secondly, we are about to launch a new flavored version, which is Belvedere Mango Passion.
That
sounds good.
It's delicious. Absolutely delicious.
That sounds horrid.
It's not
that
a manly drink.
It's not.
It doesn't have to be.
I don't think it's a girly drink either, though. I don't know.
Sounds great. It's great summer refreshment. And designed to hit that summer occasion. We also have Belvedere Unfiltered, where we take a baker's grade rye, we distill it four times, we leave it unfiltered to magnify the rye character in the bottle.
That sounds good.
That's delicious. I mean, so there's different things, and you want to make sure that you're appealing right the way across the spectrum of the marketplace.
And the way you do that is through marketing. I think of Absolut Vodka and how it really set the standard for advertising alcohol to an audience that didn't know very much about vodka at all. Mm. Doesn't that cast a long shadow in terms of how you market your vodka?
Absolutely. I think, we're all looking to ensure that we market right the way across multiple channels. So be that on TV, right, be that online, be that through print. But equally important is the activation that we do in bars and restaurants and hotels.
That user experience.
Absolutely, to bring the user experience to life.
One final question, Mr. Gibb. Shaken or stirred?
Either. I mean, to be honest,
What kind? It's like a politician's answer. Shaken or stirred?
Come on. For me, stirred.
Stirred.
For me, stirred. Absolutely.
Okay. If I choose to have a beverage of my choice this evening in honor of you, I'll have it stirred.
Excellent.
Stirred. Charles Kipp.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.